I would hurl, I knew, if I talked about this smell. It doesn't make much sense that I wouldn't care if I died, but I would care if I hurled. So much for logic. Well, everyone's screwing logic these days. Logic and Mrs. McDermott. Where's Allie? I asked suddenly. I couldn't believe I had forgotten about Allie. She's outside, he said, and I heaved a sigh of relief. Something had made me think maybe Allie was gone to a spa in Florida. I want to see her. She's with your family. They're waiting for you to eat. Well, Allie was okay, then I was okay. I cast a sideways glance at the shrink, wondering in a haze what sort of bargaining power I could come up with. My head got flooded with thoughts. I spat them out. Did you know that Christ died naked?
Yes, I've heard that.
So how come he's always wearing a loincloth?
You mean in the artistic renderings?
I nodded, wondering why the shrink dude didn't look confused by the idea. Fadi. Maybe he was Muslim or something. He spoke with an accent. Yeah, well, ain't his religion. Why should he care?
Do they bother you, the artistic renderings?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Did your mother die in a blonde wig? Because it's not the truth.
Would you prefer to see the truth?
He had his legs crossed like a girl. Guys my age didn't sit like that unless they were secretly itching. I wondered if something happened to guys, maybe when they graduate from college. If they decide to go on to medical school or grad school or law school, they also decide it's okay to sit like a girl. Something like that. If you're a construction worker, in the end, you never sit like a girl. What? You think I'm some sort of a pervert?
No, he said too calmly. I'm trying to figure out where you're going with your thought.
Better you than me, Dr. Zen Buddhism. I don't know.
But it bothers you.
I cast a suspicious glance over the bed bars and noticed that no green steam came rising off the tray. Dead hand bone kicked over and evaporated.